Okay, everybody, I think this is going to be fairly short. I just want to take a few minutes and talk to you about what's the fastest way to go from knowing this thing to getting this thing. Because all of us know this thing. If you've been around, if you've read one non-dual book, you've read them all on one level or another. Not really true, but you understand what I'm saying is that we repeat the same information. Repetition is the mother of clarity. Nothing wrong with repeating the information. But I'm saying that if you've read it once, you've essentially got the core information. And what's happening is now that you're seeking more information. And it may be that more information is not what you need. It may be that less information is what you need. You'll notice that my first big book was the book of unknowing. It was not the book of it was book of unknowing, not the book of let's go get some more information. And that book's woken up a lot of people. So something about that process of unknowing, something about that works. So what we have to do if we want to go move from knowing it to getting it is we have to start to practice it. That's the key. Take the action. Take the action. You're not going to think your way into awakeness. You're not going to act your way into awakeness either. But if you start living from awakeness, taking that action, living from awakeness, you will see that you will begin to live as awakeness. It's just the way it works. It's an automatic response. It may take a little while, but it won't take any time at all, actually, on one level. So, but on another, it may seem to take some time. But the first time that you act from awakeness, you are acting as awakeness. You just don't know it yet. You're not conscious to that yet, but that's the truth. That's the way it works. So from the very first moment that you do it, you've already succeeded. Now it's just a matter of whether you're going to succeed in the next moment, and succeed in the next moment, the next moment, the next moment. So what are ways that we can act from awakeness? Well, let's look at the information that we already have. What we already have is we know from what we read and everything, and what we just seems to make a lot of sense to us, is that we are actually oneness. Isn't that right? All of things are one or whatever. I'm not saying all things are one, because I'm just saying there's one, and there's the appearance of all things. But that's the real core thing, is that there's just one thing going on. So what if you started to act like that? What if you started to treat other units like they were just as important as your unit? And I'm not even talking about quite the golden rule about treating others as you would wish to be treated, but treat others as yourself. And don't worry about how they treat you. It's not about you. It's not about how they treat you. It's about you doing your duty in the face of everyone else not doing theirs. How about that? God, does that hurt or what? But it's the truth. That's what really counts, is for you to live in awakeness if nobody else is doing it. And we do that by acting from awakeness. So start to treat the earth as if it was important that you did so. Because you think, I'm passing through, but you're not. You've been here before, you're going to be here again. And if you want to have, and your experience at that time is going to feel very important. I certainly don't mean that this personality is going to reincarnate. It's not. It's a one-shot deal. Every one of these personalities is a snowflake. These snowflakes come, gets warm, the snowflakes go away. But the conditioning, that package, oh yeah, that is certainly going to move on up the line, so to speak. And there is, this planet is you. It's not just the experience of the unit. The planet is you. So how do you treat yourself? I get up in the morning, and I shave, and I clean up, and I put on clean clothes, and I try to look my best. I comb my hair, God Almighty, get kind of old and hard to remain presentable. But, I give it my best shot. I put on my very best face every day. Well, except for when I don't. But how about the way we treat the earth? Can we not respect ourselves? You know, I mean, my God, they tell me, you know, that even Mount Everest is full of trash now. Got garbage all over. What could be more human than that? Is that we're going to go up to see this great lofty place, this fantastic view, this unbelievable experience, all this and that and the other, and I'm just going to drop my garbage right there. I know I carried it up the mountain, but damn that I'm carrying it out. I mean, that's just piggy behavior. It's just totally piggy. We are pigs in so many ways, and we can't have all this pigginess anymore, folks. We've been pigs as long as we can be pigs. We got to start living in more from awakeness on a regular basis, even when we're not completely awake. Damn it! Why has it got to be hammered into you? Why has it got to be hammered into us that we have got, you know, that we must reach this bubble of awakening before we're going to start behaving? God, talk about a comment cop-out. Talk about a story of future. Yeah, when I wake up, then I'm going to start doing the right thing. How about starting now? It's not that your behavior is going to, not that proper behavior or whatever is going to take you into an awakening. It's not going to impede it, but it's not about that. It's about not dodging issues with your non-dual spirituality. Which is, you know, well, I just get this thing intellectually. If you get it intellectually, start acting on it intellectually. Start acting on it physically. I mean, if I know that cars will hit me, I mean, I only understand that intellectually. But I'm not going to go out and play in the street until I get hit and killed just because I only understand that intellectually. I mean, by the time I find out in a really sure way by having been hit by a bus, it may be a little too late. Intellectual understanding is completely underrated. And our planet requires that we wake up in a broad way. I want lots and lots of people to wake up. That's what this whole practice is about. I have worked as much as, you know, I've worked around the clock with no sleep. I worked 36 hours the other day straight. And it's all about trying to bring this teaching to people. So I'm trying to wake people up. But now it's time that we got to go ahead and start behaving until then. Because if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? We're responsible. Start living from it, and you will start living as it.